Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an enlightening teaching titled Spiritual Blessings. Today he speaks about the excellent choices that God has made for us. Let's join in.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, one of the things that we should do in this world, that we must labor to be blessed. We must not labor to be rich. Blessings are spiritual, and God wants you to have spiritual blessings, because spiritual blessings are higher than natural blessings. But Paul said the same thing, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, he spoke about spiritual blessings. This Paul writing to the church of Ephesus, a whole church. So he's talking to everybody. Look at your neighbor, say he's talking to you. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I explained there are two forms of blessings: physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Physical blessings like a car, like a house, like food, like clothes, like a new phone, like money, they're all physical. But we also have spiritual blessings. And spiritual blessings are higher than physical blessings. Why? Because they don't only provide for the spiritual, they also provide for the physical. So spiritual blessings can give you both. That's why in the Bible, each time they fought or there was a problem, they didn't fight over a house. They fought over spiritual blessings. So the fight of Cain and Abel was over spiritual blessings. Hebrews 12:15 gives us a warning about people who only fight for physical blessings and don't care about spiritual blessings. And this reference is in reference to Jacob and Esau. It says, looking, Hebrews 12:15, I'm just making a comment, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, which is a spiritual blessing. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So here the Bible says that we must be vigilant, looking diligently, lest any man fails of the grace of God. In other words, some spiritual blessing called the grace of God will escape you. Then he gives an example. He tells a story of Jacob and Esau. So he mentions Esau's name, but that's the story. It's found in the book of Genesis. Then he says, Esau placed physical blessings higher than spiritual blessings. So all he got was a morsel of meat, food. And there's something about food, you consume it once, it's gone. When you consume physical blessings once, it just goes away. But there's one thing about spiritual blessings, they are permanent. They stay with you for life. But as for Jacob, he asked for spiritual blessings. And his father, Isaac, blessed him heavily. So it says that, let's look it diligently. In other words, let's make sure that we don't become people who are just focused on physical blessings and have no value for spiritual blessings. Otherwise, we'll be missing a lot. So that's why when Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What are these spiritual blessings? Then he begins to talk about the spiritual blessings. Next verse. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Then he talks about the first blessing. The first blessing he says is that God has made certain choices for us. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can have a friend who sees some nice dress somewhere in Switzerland, or a bag in Turkey or Thailand or in India or Dubai or China and then takes a photograph and say, look, I have chosen this nice bag. I think it will go with your mauve dress. Should I buy it? That person is making a choice for you of something she thinks is very nice. So in the same way, here Paul is telling us that God has made certain excellent choices. He has chosen. And those things that he has chosen, they are serious blessings for us. And if only we will also choose what he has chosen, then it will be good. For example, when I studied architecture, I gave my father some alternatives, and he chose architecture. Then he said, this is the course you must study based on all the alternatives. So even the course that I studied, my father chose for me because I wanted his wisdom and his experience. You see, young people have knowledge, but older people have experience. That's why sometimes when you are making a decision, you must run it by people who have experience. Because one direction that they will give you will save you from many years of frustrations and problems. And I have a saying. I said, experience is not supposed to be understood. It is to be believed. You are not supposed to understand it. Well, you don't understand it. You've never been there before. You should believe it. So I believed it. So my father said, look, this is a good choice. And that is my choice for you. Then I asked him, why do you want me to choose architecture? Then he said, because it is a job that if nobody employs you, you can employ yourself. But there are many jobs that always you have to be dependent on somebody. But this one, you can employ yourself. And also, it has different dimensions. You can draw, you can build, you can do so many things. You can work for yourself, you can work for somebody, you can work on the side. He told me, it's very flexible. And that is my choice. So I said, if that's your choice, then it's also my choice. Now, as time has passed, I think it is an excellent choice. Because even this church that we are in is part of that choice. Because I have to design the church. Chosen. So whatever God has chosen, the Bible says, we should follow it because it's a blessing. So we should ask ourselves, what then has he chosen for us that we also should make that same choice? What should we choose? Because if he has chosen it, it means that you too should accept it because you can reject it. Then he says, he has chosen us that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Then he said, one of the things that God has chosen for us is that he has made a choice that you and I should lead holy lives. That's his choice. You may want to lead a life of sin, but he has decided that, listen, for me, this is my choice. I have chosen a life of holiness. You can say, oh, but it will be boring. It's not exciting. I will not be happy. Then say, fine, but this is my choice. And I am telling you as a father that it is a blessing to be holy. That's God's choice. So the question we face is it also our choice? Because it has many implications. A life of holiness. It means we shouldn't steal. It means we shouldn't lie. It means we shouldn't walk in bitterness and unforgiveness. You are not talking to your mother. You are not talking to your father. You don't respect your father. You don't respect anybody. It means you can't do that. It means you cannot be there and not talk to your wife or your husband for 3 days. It has a lot of implications. Then you feel that, oh, if I talk to him right now, he will take me for granted because, you know, I have to let him feel that what he did was wrong. So I'm not going to talk to him for 1 week. Then he will know that, yes, the thing is painful. Well, that's not God's choice. That is your choice. So God has made choices. He has chosen us. And one thing that he has chosen, that we should be holy. But I can say that one thing that sin does is that it makes life difficult. Jesus Christ came into the world primarily to deliver us from our sins. Why? Because it makes life difficult. 1 Timothy 1:18, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. When Jesus was born, there was a prophecy. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Matthew 1:21. For he shall save his people from their sins. If he doesn't save us from our sins, we will die early. I have friends who died very early because of sin. Friend of mine, he smoked weed, he drank, he partied, he was rebellious. By 18 years, he was dead. Sin is very destructive. Destroys marriages, destroys your relationship with God, destroys your finances. As a prodigal son, it was sin that destroyed all his money. Luke 15:14, when he has spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land because he began to be in want. Dangerous. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, it says, the way of the transgressor is hard. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17, it says, the bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravels. But I can say something about sin. It has temporary pleasures. Temporarily, it's nice. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather, he chose what God has chosen, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11:24. So there is actually pleasure in sin. Oh yes, when you go to the disco, it's nice. It's nice. But you see, your money is draining away. That's what's happening.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that God has chosen spiritual blessings for us, and we must in turn choose and fight for these blessings rather than material blessings. Join us again tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, I am better now. Said, dear prophet, I went through a brain surgery. Before I went, I asked you to pray with me. I am better. I've been discharged. And I want to thank God so much for answering my prayer. Put your hands together for Jesus. Brain surgery. That's serious.
The view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.